Okay, we opened up Me'ilo Daf Yedzayim Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. Dam Hasheretz V'Habosom Mestach Mzeh Mzeh. We know it's the Isser to eat Shrotzim. It's a lava in the Torah to eat Shrotzim. The Mishnah Mechadosh asked, not only is Dam including the Isser to eat Shrotzim, but it's Mestarif together with the Bosa. You need a Shear Kazayis, let's say, to eat a Sheretz V'Chayiv Malkus. So the halacha is that it's mitzvah for the dam and the sheret, it's mitzvah for each other. Or it means the gabe tuma, that's mitzvah, the dam and also mitzvah, the gabe the tuma. That's the pashup shot, that means, because Mr. Mishnah was talking about the tuma, sheret's mitama ka dasha, it's mitama a lentil size, that's the shear of the tuma. So it's saying it's mitzvah for the tuma, it's mitzvah for each other for tuma. Kadasha. Both the dam, that's what the Gemara is going to handle, really. That here, you have the dam and the sheretz together, it's mitzdarif for the shir adasha to be metame. Because it's still the same tumma. Then klal amr vishur, vishur is a klal. Kol shu tumasa vishur ishav mitzdarifim. Anytime the tumma and the shir are the same, it's mitzdarif. For example, two shrotzim are mitzdarif, because they both have the same shir and the same tumma. Nevela, nevela also have the same tumma. Same tumma means a level of tumma. So all those, anything that the both things are the same exact level of tumma and the same exact shear, then it's darif. What about tumasa evlo shura? If it's just the same tumma, but not the same shear, for example, a aver min ames and a kazayis min ames. The halacha is that a aver min ames is even metame, less, you know, a human mace. It's metame even less than a kazayis if it's a full aver. So there, the shear is not the same, even though the tumma is the same. They're both metame ba oil, same level of tumma, tumma shiva. So there, then that's one okay. That's not mistarif. That's tumasa v'loy shiuray. It's the same tumma not shir. Was shiuray v'loy tumasa? Shiuray v'loy tumasa is a case where like a kazayis nevela and a kazayis mace. There, both are kazayis. The shir is the same, but the tumma is different. A tumas mace is tumma v'oil, and nevela is not. And there's certain cases like tumasa v'shiuray. They're different in shir and different in tumma. What's the case? What's that case? Like a sheretz and a vela. Sheretz is a kadasha, lentil, and a vela is kazayis, and sheretz is metame of maga, and a vela is metame of maga and masa. All those things are not mitzaref. So again, Rav Shua says the klal is that tumma and the shi'ir have to be the same in order for them to be mitzaref. If one of them is different, either the tumma or the shi'ir, or both of them are different, of course, then the loch is not mitzaref. Klar, Moshe? You have a tumma, it's not mitzaref. So ikavish, we start off saying about achila, but ikavish tumma, tumma. Dam and sheretz are and dam and sheretz is mitzdarif. Dam sheretz and the basa of a sheretz are mitzdarif. Let's have a tumma. That's pasuk shah. So nothing more about it. Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Zira. So we're going to learn according to Tosfos's second pshat and his gersa. So it says over there, Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Zira, that the halacha is that this dam is only mitzdarif with the basar if it comes from the same exact sheretz. Comes from this sheretz. Loshon is ubay. Ubay. He said it has to be from this sheretz. That's the gerasa. Orochan Ramazira, ubay. Has to be from this sheretz. Moisi Rabbi Yasi Barachanina, for those who are using like the Alasar the art school, you don't appreciate that that's what it says in the Gemara and Seder versus Vachain. But it could be the Gerus ubay, because the Gerus like a second shot in Tosfos. Okay. So he says, Ubay means that it has to come from that sheretz. Moisiv Rav Yesi Bar Chanina. Rav Yesi has a kasha. It says in the Brice like this. The Pasuk says, this Pasuk is by Shrotzim. It says, Eila ha-tameim lechem b'chol ha-sheretz. Ha-tameim is marba melame shem mitzdarfim. Teaches us that there's a tzira. Fill sheretz v'sheretz, sheretz v'dam. Be'im shem yecha, be'im shtein shem yis. Teaches us that two shrotzim, two different shrotzim, I'm a starf, and even sheretz and dam, I'm a starf, even though it's for two different shrotzim. So what's the kasha? So my first shabraisa, that sheretz, you know, let's say a frog could, and together with the dam from a porcupine, they're a mitzdarif, l'tumma. They state in this first shabraisa. So it's a kasha on Rav Chanan and Rav Zira that say there has to be from the dam from the sheretz. Any questions? Good. Yidikasha? Smash, even the sheretz comes from a different sheretz, the dam comes from a different sheretz, still commits tarif. Om Rav Yosef loy kasha, kam bekuloy, kam miksosay. He answers like this, that of course, if you touch the whole entire thing at one time, if you touch everything, then it's not a shayla. If you touch the dam and even the dam from this sheretz and the bus from that sheretz, no problem. You touch the whole thing, it's your tummy, hold the whole adasha. Here the case is, you touch only part of it. So when you touch part of something, if it's mechubur, so then it's like touching the whole thing. But if it's not mechubur, it's not like touching the whole thing. So here he's saying that if it's not the dam of this sheretz, it's not considered a chibur. If you mix together dam from this sheretz and basa from the other sheretz, and you put it together, and you only touch part of it, that's not called the touching the whole thing. Because it's not mechubur, it's not a chibur. That's what he's mechash to. Or it's like kasha, kama kula kama ksasa. If you touch kuloi, then even from a different sheretz. But miksasa, it's the only time it's tummy if it's the same sheretz. The dam comes from the same sheretz, the blood comes from the same sheretz, then it's kol mechubur, and then it's tummy. Not tamra. How do you know such a chilek to miksasa and kula? Mitanya, because it's a brisa. The brisa says, this is actually talking about, the following brisa is talking about the blood of a dead human. Mitanya, nishbach ala ritzpa. It fell, some dam spilled on the ritzpah. You need a revius dam to make yourself tamim ba'oil. Spilled on the ritzpah. And it was a slope. The area was a slope. And halacha is in tumah, halachas tumah, that a slope, it's not a chubur. If something is on a slope, it's not called a chubur, the two things. So it says in the Brayis, the iyal miksasa yitar. If you made an oil on part of it, it's tar, because it's not a whole shear. Yilakula, if you oil on the whole thing, you're tamim. And the Gemara goes on to explain weiter. There's a the Gersis here, but so we'll explain this like the way Tyson explains it. And the Gemara says, and Omer Rav Chanina, Omer Rav Revius Dam Shehegis Boy. If you have a Revius Dam that you mixed, the halach is that you are Tahira, because it's impossible for you to be Mahel on the whole Revius at one time, because some of it gets swallowed into the spoon and some of it is around. So even if you're mixing it, it's impossible for it to be ma'el, to be oil on the whole entire dam at one time. So you see again that the vart is, you have to be ma'el al kuloi. That's the vart. So you see the chilek between ma'el al kuloi and ma'el al maksasoi. Anytime there's no chibur, so here, since some of it is muvla, some of the dam is swallowed up into the spoon, so there's no chibur. So even though you at one point you mean oil in every part of this dam, but since it's not one, so you have to do the whole entire dam at one time. When you're mixing something, you're not being oil with your hand on the whole entire pot, because pot, your hand's going around and around. It's not covering every pot. So if it's a chibur, then being on miksasa is enough to be called oil on the whole shear. But if there's no chibur, then the only way to do it is al kuloi. So you see from here, the chilek, both these cases, you see a chilek, miksasa and kuloi. The first case was a case where it was a katafris, which is not a chibur, therefore oil miksasa doesn't work. You have to be oil al kuloi. You have to be oil al kuloi. And Tosis explains why you have to bring rochanin in. It's the first brisa, chilek, miksasa and kuloi. So Tosis explains, because if just to the first brisa, you would say he only was oil al miksasa. He didn't subsequently be oil on everything. Rav Chanina is telling us, even if you at the end you oil on every part of it, but if it's not at one time, there is no tumma. Why not? Because you have to oil al kulay. So you see the chilek of kulay and miksasa. And same thing by sheretz also. That if it's from two different sheretzim, so if you touch miksasa, then it's not tummy, because no chibur. If you touch the whole thing at one time, then it is tummy. That's called kulay. The chilek between miksasa and kulay. So that's tomorrow's terrors. Alav shmamino, kama kula kama miksasa shmamino. There's a chiluk in kulay and miksasa. Any questions? No, gavaldi. So now new next Gemara, we're not going to be able to stop at the bottom of the Amid because it's a long story, and it's all one story. So we're going to learn the Gemara until the end of the Ma'aseh of it. Shol Rav Masi ben Charosh is Rav Shimon ben Yechai b'Reimi. Rav Masi ben Charosh asked Rav Shimon ben Yechai a question when he was found in Rome. Menayin ledam. Shrotzim shu tamei. How do you know bechlal adam shrotzim as tamei? We have before a shaila of a tziruf, learned from Atmei, that's a tziruf. How do you know it's tamei at all? Amalei dom akra v'zelachem hatamei. Zelachem hatamei. So the Pasuk says, zelachem hatamei, b'sharetz, ha'sharetz l'aretz, ha'chol, da'achbar, ha'tzav, l'mineu, So either the drasha is from the hay, or from the extra aleph. I don't know if the extra aleph, extra hay, pastures is the drasha. Mahat tamei. So that teaches us that Tosfos says matur the vav or mehay the hat tamei. Either the viza or the hay. That's Tosfos says the drasha is. But either way, the drasha is that dam is tamei from viza lechem hat tamei. Either from the hay or the vav. That's what Shimon Chayy said. Ramasi Mecharash said it over from Shimon Chayy. Omloi Tamidav, so Ramasi's Tamidim told him, Chacham Le Mecharay. Wow, Ram Shimon Chayy is a mamash big Chacham. He knows to make a drasha from the Torah. Omlohem, so Ramasi Mecharash said, no, Talmud Arach Pifus Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi. This already was a drasha that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi knew about already. It's not Rabbi Shimon Chayy's Chiddush. So what was the story that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi knew about this drasha? So, Pamachas Gozra Shmad Malchus Harisha. The Malchus one time was Gozra Shmad, and they made three Gzeris. Shlo Yishmur is a Shabbos, they shouldn't keep Shabbos. Shlo Yimaylu is B'nayim, they shouldn't do Mila, Bris Mila on their children. Vishyavalu es Nidais. And that the wives should not keep the Hilchas of Nidais. Basically, they closed the Mekvais, they shouldn't be able to keep the Halachas of Nidais. Those are three things, three Gzeris. Halach Rab Ruvain ben Astrobali. There was a big tzaddik named Rab Ruvain ben Astrobali, and he wanted to try to take care of this gzera. Vesiper Kumi, he took a haircut that, you know, he shaves off the top of his head and leaves like a ponytail, and that had a goyim look. He made himself look like the goyim. You know, anyway, these days you can look at goyim a different way. He made himself look at the goyim. Vahalach Yashav Imayim. He went, what?
No, there's no rest to do that. Don't get married.
Dakimari is mutter, Mazma Kuch Refesh, so they had to save Klai Yisrael here. They speak this out. V'holach v'yashav imam, he went and sat with them, with the guy. And he smoozed with them. He thought he was a guy. Amalahem, mishyesh lo oyev ya'ani o yasher. If you have an enemy, what do you want them to be, poor or rich? Amalahem, they said, yeah, we want them ya'ani, we want our enemies to be poor. Let them, you know, don't do malach on Shabbos. They should become poor. He's saying, you know, if you have, why do Jews? He's a guy. He said, why are you telling Jews work on Shabbos? You want them to be poor. They'll not work on Shabbos. They'll be poor. He said, yeah, Tavis on me. He's saying good. Livtol. We're going to vatel. But they want vatel the gzeira of Shabbos. Chaz of Omlehem, he said again to them, Mishyesh lo oyev. Someone has an enemy. Yachash or Yavri. You want them to be strong or weak? Amrullah Yachash. You want them to be weak. Amrullah Imkain Yemoylu B'neim L'shmoina Yom. So he said, Imkain, you know, let them get a Mila, because a Mila after 8 days makes them very weak. Yachish will be weak. Amru Tavis Amma. He's saying good. Ubatluan, they were vatal that Zera of Mila. Chaz v'amleh mishesh loy oyev. Someone has an enemy. Yarba yisvayit. Want them to be multiply or to not to be multiply? Amr loy yisvayit. Let them get smaller. They said him kain lo yival nidos. Let them not be with their wives, but their nida. That will save some babies over there. So less people. Amru tavas am is saying good. What two then vatlet? What? Chazmin is that they have 2 weeks at the Oster, a few weeks at the Oster, so then they're not going to be able to have children, as many children. Maybe they ovulated in that time before she went to the mikvah. Okay, the kitzah, so he about all the xeris. He arranged about all the xeris. He cured by a shuyudi. They realized that it was a yid. Echzirum, and they realized after a while that it was a yid. You know, he took off his baseball cap, so it was a yid. So echzirum, they brought in the. They put back all the Xeris. Amru, me yelik about the Xeris. Now the Klai said, who's the call about the Xeris? We love, you know, Reuven did a good job, but they caught him. Yelik of Shimon Mechai. So let's of Shimon Mechai go. To who? Shehum Velubad Venisim. He is used to having Nisim because he was in the Ma'ara for all 12, 11 years, for a long time in the Ma'ara. And he had a lot of Nisim. He had no food there. So he was Velubad Venisim. Let's have Shimon Mechai. But Achram Yilech, who's going to accompany him? He needs someone to go along with him. But Rabbi Rabbi Yaisi, we're sending over Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yaisi. Who is the young Talmud Chacham? So Rabbi Yaisi was the father. Amla Rabbi Yaisi, Ve'ilu Hoya Abach Halafta Kayim. You think if my father was alive, Rabbi Yaisi was the father, Rabbi Yaisi's father was Abach Halafta. He said, if Abach Halafta Kayim, Yechayim At Loim Aloy, Tein Minchal Hariga, you think we would let him give his child the Hariga? So Rabbi Yosef said, also, I'm not letting my son go to Rome. I'm scared. If my father Yechayah was alive, I think he would want it. And still I'm going. Because I'm doing this with Klal Yisrael, you know? Still going. Rabbi Yosi, I know Azon. I want to go. And not because I'm worried about the Romans, because don't honest layer of Shimon to come as Tefina. Because I'm worried that, you know, Rav Shimon was, the Mepharshim said Rav Shimon was a little bit of a captain, and he was scared that if he's not going to have the Acheretz to him, he's going to get an Einish. And Rav Lezer was a young guy, Rav Lezer was a young Talmud Chacham, and he was scared that he's going to say the wrong thing. So Kibbalah Adloy Le'anche. So Rav Shimon was Makabah, he's not going to be Ma'anish him, even if he, you know, does something wrong. He still got an Einish. What was the story? Because they were walking. Someone asked him this question. How do you know Adam HaSharetz is Tomei? Okam Piv, Rav Lezer Rav Yosi. Like quietly said, V'amar, V'zelechem HaTomei. He said, it's from the Pasuk, V'zelechem HaTomei. And it's more like a rabbi. When you ask and go with the God L'Adar, you let him answer first. You don't answer in front of him. And he answered, V'zelechem HaTomei. And by the way, this is where you see, this is where the Maisa came in, that you see, but let's raise the news drush already, V'zelechem HaTomei teaches us that Dam is Matame. How do you know V'zelechem HaTomei, Dam is Tomei? What do you see in that passage? Either extra hey or extra vav. Okay. V'zelechem HaTomei, yeah, so only Rav Shimon, Makimus V'secha HaTanikus Tam Chacham HaTa. I see from the way, you know, you're talking that you're Tam Chacham, but you Marloch V'Rabbi, Al Yachzer HaBen Etzavim. You should have returned to your father. Basically saying he should die. And Tosfos speaks out that he got sick with a askara. Lamaisa, after he remembered that he said he's not going to have Einish, he davened on him and he got better. Okay. So Yotzel across the Ben Tamalia. And as he's walking to Rome to Mevatel the Zera, Ben Tamalia was a shade. He came, you know, one of the Mazikim, a shade, came to him. So he said, he asked Rav Shimon Mechayi, Rav Shimon Mechayi, should I come with you to help you out on your shlichus? So Balkar Rav Shimon, cried, Oma, Mashiv Choshevayis Abba, Nizdam Allah, Malach, Solish, Pamim, the Shivcha of my great-grandfather, which is Hagar, saw a Malach 3 times, but I need loy pamachas, I can't even see a Malach 1 time, I have to see a shade. But the Mechayi said, what should I do? This is what they gave me. Yavai Neis Mekom Akim. I want him to come, you know, either way, I'll take the Neis either way, even from a shade. Called them who, so Ben Tamali went ahead, all the Barthi the Kaiser. He jumped into the body of the daughter of the Kaiser, and she went crazy. Came out to us when they got there to Rome, they were going crazy with this daughter. She went with sugar, she had a dibbuk inside her. So they asked him, maybe you could cure her, no one could cure her. So he said, Omar, he said, Ben Tamali say, they came in the Karolei, when he said that Nafak Azal, the shade came out. So he saved the day. Amalahin, they told Rav Shimon Mechayi, ask anything you want. By Lulu Ganze, they brought him into the storehouses. Lishka called the Bayu to take anything he wants from the storehouse, anything he wants. Ashkach, he went in together with Rav Lazar Rav Yosi, by the way. Ashkach, he found this letter that says all the Gzeres, all the decrees. Shaklu, he took it a Karu and he ripped it up. And that's how he took care of the decrees. And on this time, says one of the Gemaras, says, I saw the Pareches in Rome, there was a lot of dam on it. He was trying to prove that when they made the Zerika of the dam in the base of Mikdash on Yom Kippur, that the dam hit the Pareches. He says, I saw it and it had dam on it. When did he see it? When did he see the Pareches? He saw it when he went together with Rav Shimon Mechayi into the storehouses of Rome. Adkan Amaisa.